Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hey everybody, my name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome listeners from around the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you get a chance to. If you'd like to join us live, our link is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. What is the song about? Simply put, it's taking the negative commentary and turning it into a positive situation and moment. And say this every week as well. Can't is a word we do not recognize and we don't tolerate either. We can do anything we set our mind to. This song came quick to me. I want to say 20 minutes with lyrics, title, and melody. That was easy, but it's always not that way. So when I'm thinking about a new song and I'm looking at a blank Word document, I'm just looking for ideas, you know, words that come to mind that I can put down and get the process started. And I understand that everybody has their own system, but in the very beginning, I'm not interested in verse and chorus and bridge. I'm just looking to get it started. And, you know, there's one word you have to remember no matter what the process is with music creation. It is fun. You have to keep it fun. So everybody has their own system, but, you know, keep it light in the beginning. Just get some ideas down and, you know, the creativity starts to continue. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite podcasts out there, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, and now also on Amazon and Apple. Very happy to be part of all these platforms, and thank you so much to be part of their websites and also on their app. Our radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording quite a few years back. Of course, titled Original Lyric Stream, and it was my dream come true with my own recorded lyrics and songs. My website, russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two albums, produced the third, Cam Lorm's Writing in the Stars, and you know, I'm about to say I've recorded three albums. This is breaking news, and we'll set a date right here. In 2 weeks, on June 30th, we will play my entire five-track EP, and the title of that is Causeway Bridge. I am proud. I'm excited to get the new tracks out there. Been working very hard. It's a lot of fun, though, you know, since last September in the studio. So mark that date down, June 30th. We're going to play the entirety of my five-track EP, and I'm very excited to get the new music out there. And I have a new single coming out in August. So that's six total new tracks. We'll have a special episode on August 5th to play that track. I'll have special guests on both episodes, and I can't wait to get the new music out there. So a lot of fun. I'm going to be speaking with guests on the weeks ahead. They're going to tell us their story about the inspiration and motivation behind their own music. And at this time, let me bring in my technical engineer, Bill Miller, does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Hey, Bill, please welcome our audience to the show tonight.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. We have a great guest coming up tonight. Very talented. Awesome biography here that I'm looking at, and he's got some pretty interesting music for us to listen to, so stick around. You don't want to miss that. Also, subscribe, and you can do that. Just do a search for us. We're everywhere. We're all over the place. Subscribe, and that's a good way never to miss an episode. Also, you can go to Blog Talk. There's a comment section there. Feel free to leave us a comment. Leave our guest a comment. We sure would appreciate your help with that. And support. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. Please leave your comments if you have any, you know, good or bad. You know, we can take some constructive criticism, and, you know, that's Blog Talk has a little section there for feedback and comments. And, you know, we'll introduce our guest here in a minute, Bill. But when I think of movie scores and soundtracks, of all the guests we've had, I think this guest simplifies, really, I see him in that realm, in that movie, you know, type of score. His sound is so, it's haunting and piercing, and it's just absolutely perfect for that backdrop for a movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was listening to it, you know, putting it together and everything, and yeah, he's definitely in that area.
All right, well, let's get started. Bill, sit back, and let's enjoy the episode tonight.
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. Time for our next guest interview, everybody. And you're viewing our slideshow online with Alan Prince. Let's play a great instrumental track. And this is titled Darkness. That is Darkness. Let me introduce a great instrumental composer, musician, and a repeat guest originally on our November 19th, 2020 episode. Alan Prince, thank you so much again for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on your program. And thank you for your program.
Well, thank you, Alan. I really appreciate that. I hope all is safe and sound with you. And tell me more about this this great composition in Darkness.
Yes, all safe and sound. Thanks for asking. Darkness, it's a bit complicated. Darkness was intentionally written as somewhat of a, of course, dark, atonal work. It's a stark, hypnotic, ambient piece that was actually a byproduct of a death metal album I am still currently working on. But I felt that Darkness would be a great orchestral fit for my recent symphonic Unchained Melody album.
Very nice. And I really like how it flows. I mentioned to Bill just a little bit ago that of any guests we've had on, your compositions just stand out. And I think our audience needs to really understand what sync licensing is, but when you talk about licensing, you know, scores, you stand out, Alan. It's incredible.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Remind our listeners again, Alan, where you're currently from.
I reside in the town of Downers Grove, Illinois, which is a really nice little town just west of the city of Chicago.
Very nice. How far have you? How far are you from Chicago?
About 18 to 20 miles.
Yeah, very nice. I've been to Wrigley Field a couple times. Beautiful area.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is.
Tell me about some of the composers that you look up to, you're motivated by, and you consider a mentor.
Composers. Well, boy, that's a tough question and a long one to answer. As far as classical music goes, I was always interested in ancient Renaissance, Baroque, and definitely 20th century era classical music. Listen to everyone from Bach to Copland, Corelli to Carl Orff, Ray Vaughan Williams, Samuel Barber. I really tend to gravitate to 20th century classical music. But as far as music and musicians, it's kind of a long one to answer. It's a tough question. So feel free to stop me if I'm taking too long.
You are not.
I've always been insanely driven musically. And I grew up with bands from the Beatles to Pink Floyd, Traffic, Blue Oyster Cult, Hendrix, Zeppelin, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Black Sabbath, Captain Beyond, Hawkwind, and on and on and on. And then there was also a Euro progressive movement at the time. There were these great bands like Guru Guru, Amandulo 2, Eloy, Roxy Music. Even early Scorpions music, it was really cutting edge. If you ever have a chance to check out the song Lonesome Crow from the first Scorpions album, it's outstanding. Later, I gravitated to listening to early jazz greats like Miles, Mingus, Monk, Coltrane, and totally got lost in that jazz realm. Until I realized I was missing out on the 80s metal craze, so then I started listening to the bands like Motorhead, Lynch Mob, Racer X, Metallica, Slayer, Wasp, Death. You know, and more recently, my attention has turned to a lot of the technical death metal bands, but trust me, I won't bore you with all the names and details right now.
You brought up a lot of my favorites. It's ironic. You just mentioned Roxy Music. I was just listening. I've been hooked on their songs recently. Brian Ferry to me is a genius. You named some great bands and music there, for sure. In looking at your biography, Alan, I really like this quote. Music never seems to end. It evolves with the creator. I get that completely as a songwriter. But explain, you know, how that evolves to being a composer.
You know, this is probably going to sound a bit crazy, but I never seem to have a problem writing and composing music. Thus, the music never seems to end. And at times, it's as if the music is actually creating me, and it's taking me on its own journey. Thus, it evolves with the creator. That probably about explains it the best.
Yeah, you never really seem to have that block that some artists have. I'm in agreement with you in terms of, you know, if I'm writing lyrics, I don't seem to have that block. I can be creative, and if I have to put it down, I do it and revisit it. But I know sometimes people struggle with that creative block.
Yeah. Fortunately for me, that hasn't been an issue.
That's a good thing. And I mentioned this on a lot of episodes. Always carry your microphone app with you at all times. Don't miss out on that creative moment, because when you do, you can't get it back.
That's an excellent point. I might take you up on that one.
Yeah, I have the microphone app is on my Android at all times, and you never know when that moment's going to come. It could be, you know, it could be a thought, could be a title, what have you, but don't miss out on that moment.
Absolutely. Nice. Great idea.
Well, let's play another great instrumental track, everybody, from our guest, Alan Prince. And this is another great one. This is called Black Mass. That is Black Mass, everybody, and let's welcome back our guest, Alan Prince. And Alan, that has cool and eerie behind it. Explain that track to our audience.
Thank you. Hearing it kind of blew me away just now myself. I thought it sounds like church music, but yet I don't really think you'd find it in a church setting.
You know, I could see that score in like one of the Godfathers.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Very nice. You know, you're welcome. In reading your biography this week, you know, you had many individuals that influenced you in your musical studies. Talk about, you know, for a few minutes, you know, some of these individuals and what they meant to you.
Yes, I had been fortunate to study with some excellent instructors. Paul Henry, who is quite a technical master on classical guitar. Horace Beziak, he's another guitar monster who I studied metal, modern guitar techniques with. Awesome musician. Jack Zucchini, who I also studied classical guitar with, but sometimes I feel that Jack gave me a far better musical history education than just guitar instruction itself. And I also studied classical piano with Eugene Schlaubach, who was truly a master at the piano, another amazing musician. I was very fortunate to study with all these people.
Very nice. Very nice. A question I like to ask every week as well. And tell me about your passion and the love for music. I know my answer and something I think about every day. Tell me about your passion for the craft.
Well, my passion for music started at a very, very young age. You know, I can remember being sick in bed as a kid and my sister was playing School Days by Chuck Berry, and I was hooked. And it's funny, to this day, people ask me, how did you learn so much about music? And my normal response is, I was supposed to be working. I mean, which definitely describes my passion for music. I mean, I was driven at every chance I ever had to learn, study, talk to musicians, music instructors. You know, even at lunch break, you would find me in the cultural center listening to live classical performances, or at First National Plaza listening to live blues, or at Rockefeller Chapel listening to the pipe organist. I mean, even when I was in my vehicle working, going from job to job, I would constantly be listening to hard-to-dial-in jazz and classical stations. I mean, it's just totally, totally driven.
That's a great answer. What's new, Alan, with musical projects? And, a follow-up question, we mentioned this earlier, your music is just perfect for the movie score, and I know your tracks have been in movies, correct?
Yes, they have.
Tell us about that experience and what type of movies.
I've been fortunate to have my tracks in a lot of short films. It goes back to a song my nephew and I wrote way back in the day called Cleveland, and it was in one of his short films when he was in film school. More recently, I have been fortunate, come to think of it, I'm backing up. I've been pretty fortunate when my music is played on Spotify and Pandora, it gets played alongside film music artists like Hans Zimmer, Max Richter, Mark Isham, and even John Williams. So I've been really fortunate. Regarding music for movie scores, I recently did music for another short, actually it wasn't a short film. It was a full-length film, He Who Lives in Hidden Lakes. And currently I'm also working on a score for, I guess you'd call it a mock music video. Yeah. So I've been fortunate. My music has been out there for a while.
Yeah, very nice.
And you asked about new music. I'm sorry.
Yeah, new music projects.
You had asked new music projects. I tend to get sidetracked musically. Fortunately or unfortunately, my death metal album has again gotten put on the back burner, which is okay. I released the album Unchained Malady back in September of 2021, which is a collection of orchestral work, which we've been playing, you've been playing. And meanwhile, I also had this crazy idea a while back. I'm currently working on choral symphony versions of some older metal tunes. I recently released Black Sabbath, but in choral symphony form, which is really a bizarre take on an old classic. And fortunately, I've gotten really positive press from that, even from one of the musical curators on Pandora Radio. And I also have an ongoing project working with a drummer and percussionist, Don Barry, on a variety of songs, everything from jazz to blues to Beatle covers, which is yet another musical project that very much needs to be recorded and released.
Interesting. I really respect how you stretch the genres. Right, from A to Z. When you go from metal to jazz, you're talking completely two different sounds of music. But I have a lot of respect for that. You cover all ground.
Thanks. I've always been into just so much music. It's almost like mind-boggling. But at the same time, yes, as a musician, you tend to have an identity crisis, you might say.
That's tremendous. We have one more bonus track from our great guest tonight, Alan Prince. Love this one as well. This is titled They Meet. absolutely beautiful. Let's welcome back our guest, Alan Prince. Alan, I grew up in the choir as a young child, and one of my favorite movies of all time is Gladiator. I could certainly hear this piece in that type of movie.
Thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, the person that's singing, her name is Felicia Soldring, and her voicings in medieval chants are part of an awesome vocal library that I used to compose with. He's outstanding.
Wow, just beautiful. There's nothing better than blended vocal harmonies like that. Almost operatic, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Another question, Alan, we'd like to answer. We have a few minutes left. New artists out there beginning in composition tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
I would have to say stay driven, stay focused, and don't quit. You know, like that old saying, better to try and fail than not try at all. You know, and get rid of the negative influences in your life, and don't let the so-called competition scare you. You know, there is no competition. You are your own uniqueness, and you yourself have something so unique to offer that no one else has.
That's very true. You know, you're going to hear the word no, you know, quite often as you're creating. But you're right. You are your own competition, and you just have to block out the no's and the negativity, and you know, keep on walking down that path.
Absolutely. It's like you said at the beginning of the program, there's no such thing as you can't.
Exactly, exactly. Tell our listeners, Alan, where they could find you with your website and also social media.
Absolutely. You could find me just about everywhere on the internet. And I actually go by Alan J. Prince. And my music and latest news can be found on everything from my website, imaginarymusic.org, Reverb Nation, to Spotify, Pandora, Facebook, Instagram, and pretty much everywhere else.
Well, Alan, this has been a great conversation. I have tremendous respect for your creativity, your compositions. Open invitation. Anytime you want to come on, we'll have you back on next year and keep on creating these just beautiful pieces of music, automatic movie scores as far as I'm concerned. And well done. And thank you so much for being my guest tonight.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on your show. Your show's awesome. And
thank you.
Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. We'll definitely have you back on part three next year, and keep the creating juices flowing.
Thank you. You too.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please, everybody, go online and purchase Alan J. Prince music. You can see Alan's working hard, putting those great compositions out there. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. My name again is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Look forward to every episode. I love doing this show, and I know Bill loves doing this show as well. Thanks again, Bill, again, and remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end, jealous friend's opinion.